possible vaccine for cancer, weather advice for NASA, maybe even new fuel discoveries that make gasoline obsolete. All of this and more is happening every day here at one of the nation's top research universities, and you get to hear about it first, right here on Classic City Science.
Generational names like the baby boomers, Generation X, and millennials, they aren't coined so much as created. Here to talk about how generations or birth cohorts earn these names, we have Dr. Keith Campbell, professor of psychology at the University of Georgia. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me, April.
So, you know, we're sort of ending what we call the millennial generation. So the newer children, so my children, are part of a new generation. And what do you think of the future holds for their name, their label?
That's a great question because people are already debating this, even though depending on where the lines end up being drawn, you're talking about the first members of the next generation being about 15. They haven't done enough to really deserve a good label or a description at this point.
Yeah, and I've heard iGen as one. So the generation representing the individual generation or the technology generation. I guess you can go a lot of ways with that one.
Yeah, and that term iGen was actually one created by my colleague Gene Twenge to talk about the millennials. It would be, you know, iPad, iPhone, iGen. I think by the time, you know, our children are a little older, the I stuff will be a little bit dated. Sort of like the millennials were a little dated for this generation. I think I is going to be a little bit out of date.
So what do they have to do? What are some of those defining moments or defining character traits that help a generation earn its name?
The most obvious one was the baby boomers, because if you look at the demographic data, you look at the birth rates, what happened during World War II was there's this massive decrease in birth and then a massive increase in birth. It's like a rock thrown in a pond, and it's very clear in all the demographics, and it happened around the world because World War II was so widespread. So that baby boom name really stuck. It really made sense. After that, Gen X was written in part, I think, from the Copeland book, because people just, who were we? We're not baby boomers. We're not going to Woodstock. We listen to punk rock. We're kind of, you know, out there. And so that's Gen X was just, we don't know. The millennial term came about, I think, from a Strauss and Howe book. And they have a wonderful book on generations that goes back, you know, several hundred years looking at these different generations, giving them all names. And the millennials was one from them because of, of course, the millennium. It stuck. My colleague Gene Twenge talked about them as Generation Me. There's some other terms people have used as well. Generation Y is one that's used somewhat commonly, I guess, because after X. But there's no group that comes up and makes this up. It just people come up with different terms and see what sticks.
And you think just sort of throwing names out there, eventually we're going to all continue this common language and find one that works?
I think with the next generation, everybody's going to try to come up with a name. I believe the Strauss and Howe name was the Homelanders, part of their general theory of this next generation being somewhat like the Silent Generation, which would be my parents, being sort of another version of that same generation. But other people come up with other names, and we will see.
So, you know, you and I have spoken several times about millennials, and that's an area that you research quite a bit. And some of the characteristics that the millennials have, that I'm a part of that group, aren't necessarily favorable. So how do I avoid teaching my children, the next generation, how to avoid those traits and have better ones?
You know, the millennials get kind of a mixed bag, like everybody. I mean, Gen X, as a Gen Xer, we were always called slackers. The millennials usually called sort of narcissistic and entitled, but also very sociable, nice, engaged, not afraid to put themselves out there, very tolerant generation. So every generation has sort of good and bad. I think for the next generation, one, it's going to shape itself. So you can do so much, but there's going to be a lot of cultural forces at play. One of the wild cards is the recession, how much this long economic downturn will affect our kids. And we're not really sure how that'll play out. In terms of the narcissism and self-expression, I think, you know, being a decent role model goes a long way. Letting your kids face some challenges without holding them up, you know, let them actually fail once or twice in their life without calling their teachers, teaching them to have a little bit of self-sufficiency and a little bit of reliance would do a lot to demillennialize them.
Well, I guess we'll see how this all turns out. If we have iGen or Generation Z, would that be next in alphabetical order?
Yeah, Generation Z, though. Z sounds like zombies, so it gives you the frightening image of a zombie apocalypse, but we'll see.
Today, we've been talking to Dr. Keith Campbell, psychology professor at the University of Georgia. For WUGA, I'm April Sorrow.